Welcome to today's deep dive. So I want you to picture this. It is late. You are halfway through a 500 shirt order that absolutely has to ship tomorrow.
Oh man, the ultimate print shop nightmare.
Right. And suddenly your DTF printer just dies.
Just completely stops.
Yeah. And the technician is in another time zone. The replacement part is overseas and your client, well, they do not care why production stopped.
No, they just want their shirts, which really brings us to the ultimate question for your print shop. When you invest in hardware, are you buying a tinkerer's dream or a predictable workhorse?
Exactly. The battle lines right now are basically drawn between Chinese customization and Japanese integration. And figuring out which ecosystem wins comes entirely down to your business profile.
It really is all about who you are as an operator.
Yeah. So let's look at the hands-on startup operator first, the Alex persona from our sources. The Chinese DTF market is basically an open playground for this guy.
Oh, absolutely.
We are talking low barriers to entry and just massive customization. You can grab machines with up to 8 print heads.
8 print heads? Yeah, it's wild.
And you can run whatever open market consumables you want or even, you know, mess around with fluorescent inks.
Yeah.
It's basically like building a custom PC.
Yeah.
You control the parts, you control the ink costs, but well, you also have to be your own IT department.
And that is exactly the trade-off. I mean, for a highly technical operator, controlling the margins by sourcing your own ink is incredibly valuable.
Sure, that makes sense.
But we really have to look closely at those advertised speeds. Manufacturers aren't shy about slapping on more printheads to claim massive capacity. But a speed figure in a vacuum means nothing.
Because, well, more printheads just means more complexity, right?
Precisely. If you're powdering or you're curing, or even if your operator just cannot keep up with the output, a 6-head machine is not making you more money.
Right. It's just creating a massive bottleneck.
Exactly. A stable 2-head machine running consistently for an 8-hour shift could easily outprofit it.
Okay, wait a second, though. I mean, if I crack open one of these Chinese machines, I am probably going to find a Japanese Epson i3200 printhead sitting inside it anyway.
Yeah, you very likely will.
So doesn't that make this whole China versus Japan debate entirely pointless? I mean, they're essentially the same machine.
I mean, it is so tempting to think that, but no. It is like putting a state-of-the-art processor in a laptop with a failing battery and a Broen fan.
Oh, I see. The chip is brilliant, but the system will still crash.
Exactly. Two printers with the exact same Epson printhead will perform completely differently if one has poor ink delivery or an unstable carriage frame or buggy software. The printhead is just a component.
Which makes perfect sense if you aren't trying to build the machine from scratch.
Me too.
But what if you're more like the Maria persona from our research? You already have, you know, 5 employees and a school district breathing down your neck for 2,000 hoodies by Friday.
Right. You do not have time to be a mechanic in that scenario.
No, not at all. You need things to just work.
And that is where the Japanese domain really shines. Brands like Epson, Mimaki, and Roland DG, they prioritize controlled workflows over raw customization.
So they are building systems with automated maintenance, sealed ink packs, and active nozzle verification technology.
Right, and that automation is heavily focused on fighting white ink clogs.
Oh yeah, white ink.
Yeah.
Let's talk about why white ink is such a nightmare in the first place. I mean, it is not just the color, it is the chemistry.
It really is. White ink is loaded with heavy titanium dioxide pigments.
So if it just sits still, those heavy particles literally sink to the bottom and turn into cement in your lines.
Yes, and the laws of physics apply to white ink regardless of the logo on the printer.
That is very true.
But Japanese systems are engineered to fight that settling with constant built-in circulation and automated nozzle management. You aren't just buying a printer, you are buying predictability.
So the manufacturer controls more of the workflow. That way your production manager isn't spending half the day running head cleanings.
Exactly. So when you are calculating the true cost of these machines over 12 to 36 months, it goes way beyond the sticker price.
Right. You have to factor in operator labor, wasted transfers, emergency shipping, and the big one, downtime.
Oh, downtime will kill your margins. Saving 10 grand upfront completely evaporates if 3 breakdowns lead to outsourced transfers, overtime pay, and lost clients.
And I imagine the hardware is only half the battle here.
It really is. If your shop is relying on disconnected, messy spreadsheets to manage quotes, artwork approvals, and payments, you are creating administrative downtime that is just as damaging as a clogged printhead.
So you need software tools like Deco Network integrated into your process to keep the orders moving seamlessly.
Right. From the initial quote right down to the actual print.
because neither machine is going to fix bad business management.
Precisely. You need a complete workflow that protects your margins, whether your hardware was assembled in Shenzhen or Nagano.
Which leaves us with this final thought.
Yeah.
Going back to that 500 shirt order due tomorrow.
Right. The nightmare scenario.
Yeah. If DTF hardware eventually becomes perfectly commoditized and all machines perform identically regardless of origin, what will become the ultimate competitive edge for a print shop to survive?